Father, in Jesus' name, may you impart your wisdom, your discernment, and revelation into us as we endeavor to carry out the commission that you have placed on our lives. We thank you for this time of impartation. In Jesus' name, amen. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 7, and Romans 1, verse 11, I'm going to start out with this morning. This is the second month of this new year, and the aim of the Holy Spirit, I believe, in this season is stepping out in new dimension of the supernatural. This year is all about stepping in different dimension of the supernatural. And to do that, it's going to take transitioning personally in our own life and transitioning in our ministry. The people we are over, atmospheres have to change. I've been working hard on the aspect of praise and worship and ministry of help workers, that they have the right attitude and getting in the right atmosphere, transformation, restoration, new dimension, new levels. Apostolically, as an apostle, imparting to you apostolic anointing, we are to establish the kingdom and cause our people we minister to make be an extension of the kingdom. That's our job. And then to do that, you're going to have to have three, there's wisdom, discernment, and revelation you want to always be looking for, and be wrapped in perfected love, the precious blood of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I talked to you about the four truths. We started on those four truths about apostolic ministry, and one was the honor for the apostolic source. We talked about that, and I may go over that because it's so important. Number two, the blessing of covenant relationship. And I think a lot of time our people are trying to accomplish things just by faith, unaware. I don't think enough teaching, enough understanding has been made about the covenant. And definitely in the LTMA, we have to have a covenant relationship. That's an unbreakable relationship toward one another. And then the undivided focus on purpose and destiny. You have to keep your purpose in focus. You have to keep your destiny in focus. And then we talked about number four, the importance of accurate representation. Now, the Apostle Paul talks about being partakers of his grace. This apostolic is so important to the church, and it's so important that we get it right. Like I said, I've been in ministry 47 years, and this apostolic insight and wisdom and studies that I've been doing is we've been fall based. And so I want to make sure that LTMA, all of our members, all of you, get on the right base and the right understanding, because I think a lot of things are missing because of this. We've got too many chiefs and not in them. So here in Philippians 1:7, it reads from the Word of God, "Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds," as the Apostle Paul, "and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace." So that's the apostolic grace that he talks about now. When you talk about impartation, to impart, apostles have an ability to impart spiritual graces to the saints. This impartation enables the saint to fulfill their calling and destiny. And that's Romans 1:11. I want to look at that first. Paul said, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts, to the end ye may be established." So that's Philippians 1:7 and Romans 1:11. I want you to look over, because I'm going down through the duties executed by the apostle. We need to understand this apostolic relationship that we're developing between one another as an apostle, and developing apostolic churches and apostolic ministers. Together, the apostolic anointing is a gathering anointing. apostles together, people from the purpose of teaching, and I'm basically reading, training, and mobilizing. So those three things, teaching, training, and mobilizing them to fulfill the purposes and plan of God. Talking about the apostles on impartation. They have the charisma to attract people for the purposes of the kingdom. Now, in Matthew 12:30, if you're taking note, in Matthew 12:30, it says, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me is scattered abroad." In other words, we have to come to the point that we are one, functioning from the same anointing, from the same graces. In LTMA, I think we have made great improvement. I think you all have shown forth that you are ready to follow, ready to be led. And I'm going to put all I have in you if you just continue to give me the chance. In my feeble ways, but yet by the same point, in my weakness, God is my strength. So another thing that not only to impart, there are two things. Let me go back. To impart, we're together, the apostles together, to impart. The third thing is to mobilize. Apostles have the ability to stir up and mobilize the army of God. People need to be gathered and mobilized to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, what we're doing here is, we're all gathered. We're a different state and different location, but we're gathering here on this line. Another aspect of the apostolic ministry is to order. That's Titus 1:5. Apostles bring order and government to the church. That is so important that we have order and government. I think that's what spiritual fathering is about. I think that's what is overseeing is about. And I think that the church has suffered much because there's great talent and great gifts, but great renegades. They're out there just running everywhere. And, you know, they join an organization, but it joined for the wrong motive. So my job is to bring order and government to the church. And that's your job, too. The apostolic anointing is a governing anointing. Make note of that. The apostolic anointing is a governing anointing. Government is necessary to facilitate the flow of God's power and anointing. I highly agree with that. Let me read that again. Apostles bring order and government to the church. The apostolic anointing is a governing anointing. Government is necessary to facilitate the flow of God's power and anointing. You see how important government is? It has to deal with the power and the anointing. And if the government is not right, here's what we're saying, the power and the anointing. Even though you're powerful, even though you have a great anointing, but if the government is not right, it will not avail to its potential to produce what the Spirit of God wanted to produce. I think that is marvelous. I think that is important for us to let settle down in our heart. That is nothing wrong with government. There's nothing wrong with correction. There's nothing wrong with direction. Because included there all the time is the protection of the Holy Ghost. Now, Titus 1:5 said, Paul said, "For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things and ordain elders in every city as I have appointed thee." Here's an apostle talking to some apostolic ministers that are working under him. He's bringing things in order. Order, atmosphere, government, all those things are important. Now, another reason we have to look at the apostolic ministry is to judge. Now, judge sounds like a bad word, but listen to this. Apostles bring judgment, correction to the church. They issue sentences and verdict against false teaching and incorrect behavior. Now, you know, we had this episode I just dealt with not long ago. But yet, in your churches and your ministries, I watch over like a hawk in the spirit world. Notice 1 Corinthians 5:3. For I verily, as absent in the body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him. Leroy, can you hear me, son?
Apostle, this is David. I got you.
I can hear you, sir. I can hear you, sir.
All right. We're talking about order. Apostle, bring government order. Let's see. To Georgia. I was in Georgia. Yeah. And then I'm going to reform. The apostles to reform. Apostles are reformers. They bring the necessary change to the house of God. Apostles are raised up during time of reformation. In other words, in Hebrews 9:10, which stood only in meat and drink and divers washing and corner ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. When there's changes need to be made, the apostles, they are reformers. Also, apostles are to build. Now, all of these characteristics I'm giving you may the grace of God impart them to you as apostolic ministries. Because when you're under apostle, your ministry turn apostolic. So all of these things will be flowing in your life as you yield to the Spirit of God. Now, we have not seen this. Sons and daughters, we have not seen this. I've been in some of the largest ministries in the world, and I just have not seen this type of order, even the order and respect in the government with the 12 delegated authority we have, and they do on my behalf. I have to say that I think that we're growing faster than we know inwardly, and we're breaking habits. I know those habits we've broken already, and that is so great. And we're able to build by your obedience. We're able to work with you and build some things in your life that is not normal in ministry. A lot of ministers have suffered because they haven't had proper leadership or proper government. And number seven, to build. Apostles are wise master builders. That's 1 Corinthians 3:10. The apostolic anointing is a building anointing. Apostles help build strong churches. They have been likened to general contractors. They are responsible for overseeing the construction of the house of God. Now, and I'm going to say something about it. In 1 Corinthians 3:10, according to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another man build their own, but let every man take heed how he buildeth their own. It's so important for us to have these meetings, but it's also important for us to attend as many meetings around the country as we can. I'm going to Joyce, Pastor Joyce LaFawn, Thursday and Friday in Fort Pierce, Florida, at the Light of the World Ministry. I want to say this now, that as many of you who can attend need to attend these meetings. If not, I'm putting a demand on you to be online. And for us to know you online, you're going to have to send some type of offering every meeting this year. Every member of LTMA must be on the line, must send an offering for us to know that you're on the line. There's no excuse for not attending none of these meetings. Technology is so wide and so broad and so easy. We got to stop making excuses. You know I'm going to be doing those three meetings at George Church. You all need to be on the line. You need to report. And so I'm assigning the 12 now. Everyone that's under you have to report for every meeting that we do. Now, the 12 travel with me around the world. Joyce do it also. She go to every meeting. And she's not one of the 12, but she goes to every meeting. And some of them other girls do it. Some other guys do it. I think Miller go to every meeting, just about every meeting. It's just excuses that you're not going to the meeting. I'll be at Dr. Kenny Skelton on the 19th there in Houston. There's no reason for us not to. Some of these meetings bump us real close. You got to make sacrifice to get to these meetings. See, being an imposter and being so already forming what it takes. I came up through the ranks. I came up through the ranks when I was broke. My ministry just had started. But I found out that if you do pursue and desire to go and follow somebody, God always provides. Even on a job, I didn't know how Carol and I was able to work it out, but on our job. We both was working, but we worked out when we got to the meeting. It's just amazing how God did that. So, you know, I'm always aiming to build you, to build your ministry. I might not be shaking your hand and laughing in your face all the time, but my aim is I pray for you daily, and I want ministries to be built. Some of your ministries are already built, but we're building farther and farther in deeper dimension in the spirit. We're not just talking about numerically. We're talking about mostly spiritually, because if you get the spiritual house right, the spiritual understanding right, the spiritual values right, everything else is going to follow suit. So that's what we're aiming to do. The apostle is to bring revelation. Apostolic ministry is a ministry of revelation. Apostles bring insight to the body of Christ concerning the plans and purposes of God. That's so important. That's what I'm here for. And then write, and to study that, just study Ephesians chapter 3, and you'll see that concept and understanding of the apostle's ministry. Here's another one. I'm on number 9, really. To father. Apostles are spiritual fathers. As fathers, they birth, protect, teach, and mentor. They restore the principle of fatherhood to the church. And you know, you got 1 Corinthians 4:15. But though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus have I begotten you through the gospel. Now, we can attest to that fact. Many of you all on the line, over 100 some of us on the line, some of you thought certain people was your spiritual father, but they really wasn't. You just were searching because a spiritual father is different than an instructor. There's a divine assurance, there's a divine peace. Once you find out who is your spiritual father, I remember I thought a lot of people were my spiritual father, but not a whole lot, but, you know, I just thought my pastor that I came under, he was my spiritual father. I thought somebody else was my spiritual father. And then when I really found my spiritual father, it looked like a burden left off of me, like I had a freedom that I never had before. Also, the apostles is to lay foundation. The apostolic anointing is a foundational anointing. Apostles lay foundation in lives of God's people, preparing them for the coming move of God. Without apostolic ministry, people lack the proper foundation to grow properly. And that's actually Ephesians 2:20, and built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. What we are doing now, LTMA, we are laying a foundation of operating and functioning in the supernatural. Now, if you listen to my ministry, some of y'all stay real close to my ministry. I'm laying groundwork, awareness, atmosphere, appetite for the supernatural and how the supernatural work, how to live a supernatural lifestyle. If you didn't get my teaching on Sunday, you need to get your hand on the teaching on Sunday. So some prophetic and apostolic things were put out in the congregation on Sunday. But laying the foundation of the supernatural properly going to be a grand event in our ministry and in our lives in this year. If we pay attention, even in the Money Coming Conference, there's a lot of supernatural things that are going to be laid forth about financing, by being set free financially. So pay close attention. There's an ability for the apostles to initiate things. Apostles initiate new moves of God. And that's why we haven't been seeing them. See, you know, some of y'all have been in ministry a long time, along with me. We've been circling the wagon. Same old. I know we talk about healing, we talk about prosperity, we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, we talk about operating in faith, but it seemed like dimensions, levels, has not been being broken. I don't know if you catch what I'm saying. Look like we've been doing the same thing. God is too fresh. God is too broad for not to have new adventures in the realm of the Spirit, new dimension. And I think I watched it for many years. We circled around the same revelation, and we're not breaking into new dimension. And now I want you to get set for new dimension with banners. I'm not talking about fanatical stuff. I'm talking about revelation, wisdom, and discernment and dimensions in the Spirit as the Holy Spirit lead us, my God, into different degrees of areas of function in our calling. That's why I want you to pay close attention, because I'm real stirred up this year about the supernatural, because we had not known the supernatural. Supernatural, in my own word, is unfolding, the unfolding of the possibilities of God. And I speak that over your ministry. Your ministries will start, even in your personal life, unfolding the possibilities of God as you are aware of the fact that nothing is impossible with God. And instead of looking for so many strategies on a secular level or from someone else, I pray that the Holy Spirit began to unfold the possibilities of God in your personal life, in your family, and in your ministry. And I speak that on you because I sense this year is a year of unfold possibility. In other words, possibilities that have been folded up in our ministry are going to begin to unfold, and we're going to begin to see dimensions that we have not seen before. We're going to begin to go in areas of ministry sweatless, with a sweatless anointing that we have not been able to go before. All the holes in our bags are being closed right now, so we'll be able to contain what the Word of God is saying to us when we're studying, when we're praying. Those things become a revelation, not only a revelation, but a reality. I think that's what I have enjoyed over a season of my ministry, is revelation with realities. And so there's no reason by our covenant connection that there should be a shifting and a change in your ministry, even though your ministry may be doing a lot, but it should be moving from one dimension to another dimension. So look forward to unfolding of possibilities. I think that's one of the main things that's going to happen to us this year, that those unfolding of God's possibilities will enable us to move from that place that it seemed like we've been stuck. I see a lot of ministries that are in the stuck. Now, if you don't pursue, if you don't prevail over the excuses that come to you, if you don't be lackadaisical, you know, some ministers are just lazy. They're just satisfied with where they are, and so they're not going to do no pressing, make no changes. That's not going to work. The Apostle Paul said, I press. Paul was such an extreme, powerful minister because he never let up. He always was pressing. We have to learn from that apostle how to press and how to always be on the cutting edge to know more, to go more, to flow more, and to receive more. You can't go, know, and flow without receiving. And so these are the type of things that I want to impart here, that this is a glorious time for us to explode, expand, enlarge, strengthen our stakes, because it's just a time of enlargement. As that boy asked the Lord to enlarge my course, and I'm asking that of the Lord, that we can do more effective work, more people can be saved, we can shake the nation, shake our region. One of the things I have the intercessors praying now is we have to pull down strongholds, number one. We have to bind the strong man. You have to bind the strong man over your region. Wherever you are now, you have to bind that strong man. Don't let him have no authority. Here in Darrow, the strong man has no authority. So the people are happy here. They're thriving here. They don't even know what's happening, but the strong man has been bound in this area. In your region, in your area, I want you to do the same thing. The apostle also is, and I'm going to go a few more minutes, the apostle is to bridge. Apostles are raised up during season of transition. Just talked about that. They provide bridges necessary for the church to transition from the old to the new. I love it. That's what we're talking about, that bridge. It's my job, with the help of the Holy Ghost, with the office that he put me in to make sure that you have bridges to cross from the old to the new. Let me repeat myself. I don't think enough have been happening in the spirit world because we haven't gone deep enough in the realm of the spirit, and I think that's where we're headed now. I guess the Apostle Paul was saying the same thing through his clumsiness, you know, his inadequacies, his deficiencies. The Apostle Paul, even though he was a highly educated man, but he's turning your infirmities into power. There's not no excuse here. There's not no trying to hide behind nothing. It's just that when you come to the spirit world, you have to come like a baby, and you just have to yield with the Spirit of God. So the bridge is being built now. If you don't cross it, it's going to be your fault. Because if you stay in the same place and don't have no transitional move in your life and you're part of LTMA, you're telling on yourself. You know, because if you're real and you're sincere, you'll be able to cross the bridge. Also, he is to establish. Apostles help establish truth, revelation. Church is a new move of the Spirit. To establish means to bring into being on a firm or permanent basis. Now, establishing you in different dimension of the supernatural is my assignment right now. As I be established, I'm to establish you. Now, it's not just speaking in tongues. It's not just prophesying. It's the whole spectrum of ministry that we need to be establishing. We need to know how to yield better to the Spirit of God. We need to know how not to try to rush the Spirit. Just flow with Him, and He'll begin to produce manifestation and demonstration that we have never seen before. So to bridge, to establish, and then another job of the apostle, and I'm going to it now, to pioneer. Apostles are pioneers. They keep the church moving in a new territory, both naturally and spiritually. Did you get that? See, because the natural life you live should be covered by your spiritual life, but everything should be changing in your life. Now, the Lord led me from a place of nowhere. You all know where I am, or most of you all know where I am, and from a lack of ability, prove out what can happen if a man or woman pursue God with all their heart. And so I thank the Lord enabled me to be in the position that I am now, that you all be able to see it. Some of these boys are real close to it because they pursue it. See what God has done as an establisher, how God, if you're going to establish, you have to be established in some sense in your own life. And you have done that. To legislate, and as officers of the church, apostles legislate. They issue orders and kingdom decrees for the church. Orders and kingdom decrees. Absolutely. You know, sometimes you don't have to be, and I think you all are aware of that fact, being a member of LTMA, because sometimes I send some orders out, and I don't have time to fully explain it. A person has to be able to trust you in order for you to bring them in deeper kingdom dimension. Also, the job of the apostle is to execute. Apostle has a unique ability to execute the plans and purposes of God. To execute means to carry out, perform, or do. This is an anointing that's absolutely necessary to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, LTMA, these things in my life just seem to fall in order. Each one of these points I'm giving you apostolically, I didn't know nothing about the apostles' ministry, but these things have been working in my life. All I needed was somebody to receive it like you. See what I'm saying? We could have been further down the line, but I was, some things was aborted, some things was choked because I didn't have nobody to receive it. I was going, but I didn't have nobody to receive it because we have so much contention in changes. We don't want change. If you don't want change, you don't want to operate in the Spirit. You know, because the Spirit is a changing world. It's a world that's so vast, if you don't change, you're going to get left. You see, because don't ever think you have arrived. I don't care if you got 9,000 members. Don't ever think you have arrived. The Spirit world is a changing world. What I mean by a changing world, the Spirit is not changing, but you are changing to keep up with the pace of the Spirit. And that's what I know that we are doing, and the Lord is real gracious to us in that aspect. Even when I'm ministering, you watch, at any one moment, something can change. The whole atmosphere changed. And you have noticed it in your ministry, and you will notice it more and more and more and more as we go forward in this anointing. Also in the apostolic ministry, and it's been a half hour, so I'm going to close in a few minutes, to defend. Apostles are defenders of the faith. They defend the truth. They defend the church from outside attack and infiltration by the enemy. In Philippians 1:17, it says, But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. I see how many more are here. And I'll go 2 minutes to finish today. Absolutely 2 minutes to finish today. The apostle is to oversee. The apostolic is also called a bishopric in Acts 1:20. To be a bishop means to oversee. Apostles oversee churches. In Acts 1:20, it says, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Apostles are also invaders. They are to invade. Apostles, listen, invade new territories. This is a military mantle, in other words, like military. They have the ability to penetrate hostile environment with the message of the kingdom. To walk. To all of these characteristics, as you listen back over this, when you go back over it, should be coming further into your ministry. To walk. Apostles are territorial warriors. They are spiritual commanders of the highest rank. Warfare, translated from the Greek word S-T-R-A-T-E-I-A, meaning apostolic career. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. I'm going to give you one more and just talk to you a few minutes. I'm actually on number 21. Apostles are to enforce. Apostles are spiritual enforcers. They enforce the kingdom conduct, holiness, and biblical standing of righteousness. To enforce means to put or keep in force, to compel obedience. In Titus 1:13, this witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. Now, I'm going to close there, and we'll take up that in our next impartation, but I want to close with a few words apostolically to you. Make sure that you keep your moral life in place. Cleanliness, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, tell us about our spirit, soul, and body. Holiness and sanctification are not just words. Because of our righteousness, we have the ability to be holy, to be sanctified, to be set apart for God. They have said many years the problem has been money and women, or money and men. You're going to have to maintain your morals if you want to walk in the fullness of the things of God. Now, if you make a mistake, you fall, get back up, repent. But do not be committed to sin and think you're going to get away with it. The Bible says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper. And so we'll be putting all this in you and putting all this in you and praying for you, and your ministry not moving is because of something going on in your life. So I would ask and pray for you to watch the full swings of the enemy. He got full legal swings that he'll swing at you. Be aware of them. Temptation, number one. Number two, persecution. Number three, accusation. And number four, condemnation. Now, these are Satan's legal rights. He has the legal right to tempt you. He has the legal right to accuse you. He has the legal right to persecute you. He has the legal right to condemn you. if you're not walking in the Spirit. Keep that under your belt. I think those things are so important. That's the only legal right he has is deception. And we want to live right for God. That's one of the things I've aimed to do over the years. God have helped me. This is no game. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he keep his body under subjection. You got to keep your mind under subjection. You got to keep your mouth under subjection. The Holy Spirit don't look at the dress you got on or the suit you're wearing. We know that by Scripture. When they got ready to anoint David, the Holy Spirit don't look at the outward part, he look at the inward part. One of the things that have kept me, my ministry growing and flowing, is I have kept myself under the grace of God. And I'm believing the same thing for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the meeting. I'm excited about going to Florida this week. I'm excited this month about going to Houston, Texas. I think that great and mighty thing is going to happen. Those of you who be there, we're glad to have you. As I said, I got the intercessors, they're praying. We're pulling down strongholds, and we're binding the strong man, and that revelation knowledge and the anointing will flow freely. There's no reason it shouldn't. In those meetings, it will. So God bless you. Stay with it. Sometime only one thing I might say might be a change to your ministry. But I love you all very much. I want to commend you to Christ. I think you have done a great effort of being on the impartation call. It's an honor to my ministry for you doing this. It's an honor the way the 12 have honored me and followed and took care of business. And I think that's why it's working for us. So we got great days lie ahead. Now, the supernatural is not just healing and signs and wonders. The supernatural is God present himself doing things in a mighty way. So today, may your hands and your mind and your hearts be full of that supernatural power. Your churches, those of you pastoring churches, may the supernatural invade your churches, and may you begin to see God impartation coming alive in your lives and your ministry. God bless you. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you, Apostle. Real briefly, I just want to remind you that Apostle made mention of it earlier, remind you of the upcoming Supernatural Money Coming to You conferences. We have one this week, February 5th and 6th. We'll be in Fort Pierce, Florida, with Pastor Joyce Lifon. The sessions will be Thursday at 7 p.m. and Friday at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, all meetings will be online. Later on in the month, February 19th and the 20th, we'll be in Houston, Texas with Dr. Kenneth Skelton at Spirit of Life Church. The meetings again will be Thursday, 7 p.m., and Friday, 10:30 a.m., and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget about your various circles, meetings that you have. Yes, sir.
I want to reemphasize that all LTMA members either have to be at the meeting or on the line, and I want them to send some point of offering to note that they was on the line. The offering is just to let me know they was on the line.
Yes, sir.
That's a command. That's a kingdom command and decree. The only way I'm going to be able to do that is that we break this lackadaisical, nonchalant area in our lives and stand on our toes and press through and get to these meetings, because their finances are so important. The reason some can't come to the meeting, you don't have the finance. But you listen to the meeting, it's going to change your finances. There's an anointing there. That's real life. That's real supernaturalness there. So I need every LTMA member to stand on their toes and stop. I can't make it. I got to work. I got to do this. Do something. Those meetings are at night. They're there, and then if you're working on a shift during that night, send your offering and watch it when you get home.
Thank you, sir. We'll make sure that happens. Again, February 5th and 6th, this Thursday and Friday, we'll be in Fort Pierce, Florida, at Light of the World Church with Pastor Joyce Lifon. And on February 19th and 20th, we'll be in Houston, Texas, at Spirit of Life Church with Dr. Kenneth Skelton. Don't forget about your various circle calls that you'll have with your MVB. Also this year, we have two more first-tier meetings that are coming up. July 6th through the 10th, 2015, will be Camp Meeting 2015, and November 9th through the 13th, 2015, will be the Prosperity Revival. Our next Vision Impartation call will be March 3rd, 2015, March the 3rd, 2015. I will go over each MV, I will recall each MVB name. When you hear your MVB name and you missed the first roll call, please let us know this during this roll call so we can know and make note that you were present for this morning's Vision Impartation call. Of course, the Circle Dot Lead, this is Leroy Thompson, Jr.
Oliver Mack.
Thank you, ma'am.
Dr. Thompson.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Delacia Green. I'm on the call.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Also, Kevin Dickerson.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thank you all for answering it. Next circle, Dr. Montrell Thompson Circle. All righty. Pastor Joseph Brown.
Dr. Tona Dickerson.
Thank you, ma'am. Next circle, Dr. David Forbes.
Dr. Washington, Melvin Washington.
Thank you, sir. Next circle, Bishop Jason Martin.
Yes, sir. Dr. Thompson, Pastor Kemp Johnson.
Thank you, sir. Next circle, Pastor Marvin Moore.
Pastor Horace Green, Bishop Martin.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, next circle, Dr. Jeffrey Phillips. Next circle, Dr. Patrick Randolph.
Bishop Jeffrey Archangel.
Thank you, sir. Next circle, Dr. Daniel Robinson. Next circle, Dr. Kenneth Skelton.
Pastor Johnny Milligan was on the line.
Thank you, sir. Next circle, Dr. Ron Walker. Next circle, Dr. Carlos Williams.
We have an Audrey Coppins on the line.
Thank you, ma'am. All righty, that concludes this morning's Vision Importation call. Thank you all for attending. Dr. Forbes, do you have anything else?
No, sir, I'm clear. Thank you, Dr. Thompson.
All righty. Thank you all so much, and we look forward to seeing you in Fort Pierce.